What's up, guys, and welcome to the first episode of the FNBR podcast. Today, we have quite a bit to discuss with Epic Games suing Apple and hackers becoming more and more frequent in big tournaments such as the FNCS Grand Finals. But first of all, why did Epic Games decide to sue Apple and for what reasons? Well, there's quite a few speculation going on right now, and I've been looking around a bit, and from what I can gather, Epic Games is of course on the App Store, and Apple does not allow any apps by any developers to add apps to an Apple device unless it's through the App Store. So you can't download an app through the internet. It has to be through the App Store. But which also means that if you want to have your app on the App Store, 30% of the money that you make through in-app purchases will go to Apple. So if you want your device to be on an you want your app to be on an Apple device, then you have to pay 30% of your income to Apple, which many developers have already complained about and all that stuff, but many developers are also too small to actually do anything. I believe Spotify sued Apple against this a few years ago, but I'm not quite sure. And now Epic Games has done the same thing by going around their deal with Apple and making up opening a new store inside their game where you can choose between buying through the App Store where you pay $10 or buying through the Epic Games Store and only having to pay $8. So, of course, Apple didn't like this and they instantly banned Fortnite from all Apple devices, which Epic Games had expected. So Apple just walked right into Epic Games' trap and Epic instantly sued Apple for being anti-competitive. I myself am not quite sure who is right here and who would rather win this. But it seems as though Epic Games has been planning this for quite a while, also posting a parody of the 1980 Fortnite trailer and starting to trend with the hashtag Free Fortnite on Twitter and all other social medias. So the problem with this is while they are going to court and whatever is going to happen there, mobile players will not be able to download or update Fortnite on their iOS or Google devices because Google banned Fortnite as well. So that means unless your friend on mobile is on a Samsung device and doesn't use Google Play Store, he will not be able to play Fortnite until after the next update drops. So unless Epic and Apple and Google manage to get anywhere before the next season drops, which is in a few weeks, most of the mobile players will not be able to play the season right away or at all. This is a big problem for many, especially people who have poured their heart into the game and have lost a lot of money through this dispute. I'm not sure how long it's going to take for Epic Games to fix this. I hope it's going to be soon, and I myself have a Trio on mobile, and we are still not sure what we're going to do. But also, quick disclaimer, there are people selling phones and iPads online right now for thousands of bucks just because they have Fortnite on it. And do not buy those because, as I said before, as soon as a new update drops, instantly you will not be able to play Fortnite anymore unless it's been brought back because you cannot update, so you're not going to play anyway. So if you see that anywhere, just don't do it. See, if you want to play really badly, look if you can find a Samsung device. Samsung has confirmed it's all good with them. They confirmed it on Twitter and everywhere. You can do it. You can play perfectly on a Samsung device, and we'll have to see what's happening between Epic and Apple and Google, and if mobile players will ever be able to play again, which I definitely hope so, and it would definitely be better for the community. So I think Epic would like to get that done as soon as possible as well. Another big, big controversy in Fortnite right now is hacks. Booga got a competitive warning after supposedly teaming in FNCS. I know that's not hacks, but I don't know how I should see this because he wasn't actually teaming. He was on a call with a friend of his through Discord while they were both playing the same tournament inside the same game. So him and his friend Owl, that's his friend's name, were playing around the same area as well. And they were just normally talking, and at some point, Booga takes shots at Owl, and Owl shoots back, and, you know, they know that it's each other's, but I wouldn't say there was really anything to notice that they were teaming at all. The biggest thing that happened was near the end, Booga jumps into a box of a Colosso. Colosso takes him down, and then only seconds later, Owl jumps into Colosso's box, and Booga is still spectating Colosso, and the fight starts, and mid-fight, Booga tells his friend, shit on this guy. So Owl ends up losing the fight, but Epic Games sees this as teaming. Technically, well, I wouldn't say they were exchanging information. Epic says, I guess they were exchanging information, but after all, Owl was already in the box, already fighting by the time that Booga said something, and he was just saying, like, he wasn't even saying how much health, how much shield, anything. He just said shit on him. So I wouldn't say he was helping in any way, and Owl made all the decisions. Owl made the decision to jump into the box, and the fight was already on its way by the time that Booga even said anything. And earlier, while Booga and Owl were fighting, they did not actually come at all. So they were shooting like people normally would in FNCS. So he only got a behavior warning from Epic Games. I don't think he got banned. No, he got no ban at all, but just a behavior warning. So I'm not exactly sure. This has been a bigger controversy already for some time now. I don't know how I feel about pros being in a Discord call while both playing in a tournament. I can understand people being coached during tournaments, but that's something completely different because those guys are spectating you. But if you are in a chat with another guy playing the tournament, I understand that it's boring to just be sitting around playing solos like that without talking to anyone. But also, I just wouldn't do it. I just think it's not worth it. And I can definitely see how it is seen as teaming. In Booga's, what happened to Booga here, I would definitely not say that was teaming in any way. But I still would say that Epic should rather ban, or not ban, but make sure that people don't call Discord call while playing solo tournaments. Because, you know, it just the smallest bit of information can already give you an advantage, like where dead side is, how many people are near one person if they're in the same game. Like, just smallest information can give you a slight advantage. And I honestly wouldn't say that it's fair, and I see no reason to do it. So I'm not sure. Tell me what you guys think. Should or should not pros be allowed to play tournaments while being in a Discord call together? You guys tell me. And now coming to the actual hacks. So I think last Saturday, Saturday, I believe, during the FNCS, on one of the servers, a guy named Kona, I think it was East, a guy named Kona downloaded aim hacks, played all three, I believe all three tournaments. He qualified easy, opens, semis, easy qual. I don't think he played finals, but he streamed it as well. At the end, he streamed it, and it was obvious aim hacks. It wasn't even, like, soft aim or anything. It was hitting every shot aim hacks, and it took a while before Kona even got banned, and that was after he went live. So if he hadn't gone live, he may have just gotten away with the money that you get from winning the FNCS Grand Finals. Of course, people were instantly very, very mad at Epic Games for just letting it come through for so long. Kona himself got into a call with Stable Ronaldo, that Denver guy, other people, telling people that overall he just wanted to show Epic how bad their anti-cheat system is and how easy you can go around. And he also said that the seller he got it from sold those aim hacks for $11. It wasn't hard to set up or anything, and there was thousands of people who had already bought those aim hacks, and that was one seller. So I know for one person, I myself have been playing since last season 3 chapter 1, And I'm not sure if I've ever met a hacker. But if it comes to tournaments, then it's a huge deal. In OCE, there was a team of hackers that won the Aqua and Nirox Throwback World Cup. They were taken down from first place. First place was given to Fresh and Squeaks. But still, they actually made it to the top without any kind of anti-cheat. And I think the cup was two rounds. So there was enough time for Epic to figure out, these guys are cheating. So I'm not sure how I feel about those anti-cheat systems, especially if there's now thousands of people coming and downloading it. It all started with Cakewood, OCE Pro, who got exposed for hacking. He was, I'm not sure, he supposedly had soft aim hacks. He won FNCS duos, I believe, with his teammate Jinx. And shortly thereafter, there was accusing Serpent AU got accused. Accusing even went as far as people like Booga and Benji Fishy, which I think both have been confirmed for not hacking, but taking the most absurd clips and trying to take it as proof of hacking. So it's also our community is pretty quick to pointing fingers instantly, saying this guy hacked, that guy hacked, with not a lot of evidence. Sometimes they actually do hit a real hacker, but like in the case of Kona, it's just Epic. You've got to do something against your anti-cheats. It can't be that I don't know if this guy was 15 years old or 16. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. It can't be that younger kids can download hacks for $11, download it in a few minutes, and then get around $1 billion, or I'm not sure if it's billion or million, but still a massive anti-cheat system for $11, and make it almost to the finals, or make it to the finals just by hacking. And it didn't even, they didn't even notice until Kona himself went live to show the hacks. Like, that's just, come on, Epic, you have got to do something against it. The pro scene is just completely shocked by this. Like, I don't know how often I have seen people complain about Epic Games' hacks right now, but it's happening everywhere right now, and it's starting to get very annoying. But at the same time, there was another player who Epic did pick up for cheating, but the problem, and I think he got a lifetime ban. Good and all, but the problem with that guy was he wasn't cheating. He got put in an awkward position. He was playing, I'm not sure if it was a tournament. I don't know what tournament it was, but it may have been FNCS, I'm not quite sure, but he was in his last game, and he needed good points to qual. So he takes an off-spawn fight and kills a guy, but then notices that the guy has 1,000 crash pads. 1,000 crash pads. So, of course, he's curious. He picks them up in all of his slots, you know, and then he has 6666 crash pads, and so he throws them, and then instantly notices that the crash pads stay the same. So he is not wasting crash pads. So then he tries to switch back to his normal guns and notices he can't do that either, and the guns are disappearing. So he's left with no choice but to play with full crash pad loadout, which a hacker pretty much, it was a glitch. The guy who did the glitch, he killed the guy, was curious, and then he got put in an awkward position because he had nothing but these crash pads, but he couldn't leave because Epic Games policies say that if you leave a match, you still, like, it still counts as a match, no matter what the reasons for it is. So he needed the points to qual, but he had nothing but these crash pads. I think he ended up placing third, so he did really well with these crash pads, but Epic Games banned him because of it. And that's, like, a thing. I mean, ban Kona for hacking, even if he was mostly trying to show how bad the anti-cheat system is. But don't ban someone who is really trying to start up his career, and he needed the game to qual, and don't ban him for him running into a glitch that Epic Games can't fix. And, I mean, there are so many glitches Epic Games still needs to fix, including the one at Steamy Stacks with the flying glitch. That's the most annoying glitch in the game. Epic, please fix it. But that's besides the point. If a guy gets in, and it was quite obvious, he was recording it, it was obvious, you could see that he tried to pick up the guns, and he couldn't. Of course he was curious. If you ran into a kid who had 1,000 crash pads, you would be curious too to see what's going on with that. So he was obviously trying to get it back, but he couldn't. So he had to do what he could with those crash pads. So I guess Kona is fine, the ban, but I just really, Epic, please, like, unban Waffles. That's the guy of the name of the guy. Like, just he did nothing wrong. He just destroyed his competitive, like his whole. I don't know how much he put into competitive, but I swear it probably was quite a lot because it wasn't bad at all if you made it to third place with crash pads only. But still, like, Epic, come on, you've got to do something. You can't just let a kid get away with hacks and then not manage to banish a kid for trying out a glitch, which he wasn't even doing. Like, he was doing it out of curiosity, not because he was trying to actually glitch the game. Anyway, let's completely different topic. Yesterday, Epic Games announced the Fortnite Raise the Cup tournament happening on August 18th, which is on the day I'm recording this, 2 days from now, when it's releasing on Spotify. It will release later on Apple Podcasts and everything else. I'm not sure if it's actually partnered with Liverpool, the English football club, but it does have the Liverpool logo in the picture. And so it's a squads tournament, all regions, cross-platform. It's the first squads tournament since Chapter 2 Season 1. We haven't had any. We had every other game mode, solos, duos, trios for competitive this season. Only we didn't have squads. So yeah, this is the first time we're going to squad up. August 18th, top 1,000 teams, not top 1,000% because that wouldn't make sense. Top 1,000 teams from every server gets the Raise the Cup emo early before it will hit the store later on. So it's just one of those tournaments where you can get a skin before you would have to buy it. But it's still, it's something cool because it's the first time we have seen squads in quite a long while. And it's also cross-platform, as I've mentioned. So it's top 1,000 teams in through all platforms. So yeah, good luck for everyone. You get 30 placement points if you get a victory royale. Overall, that would be 30 placement points, starting top 20th with 1 point and then going up to victory royale. Each elimination is 2 points, in case you're wondering. So I'd say it's not it's still a bit more elimination heavy than the solo tournaments we have seen currently happening, but still not that insanely elimination heavy. So if you get one elim, then it's the same as placing to getting two placements. But once you place top 20th, you get 1 point for each placement until you reach top 5, and then points will go more. So yeah, anyway, good luck for anyone trying to compete in that, and yeah, I'm excited to see how squads is going to turn out, especially with big teams who are all in trios now. And I honestly, there's so many competitive teams out there where I have no idea who they would take for their squads, or if it will still be a trio plus one, or if it will completely split up. So that's going to be interesting to see. And I want to see who's going to come out on top on the different regions. All right, I think that will be it for the first episode of the FNBR podcast. If you did enjoy it, don't forget to leave a rating on Spotify, Breaker, Apple Music, Anchor, wherever you're listening. Go leave a nice comment. I will be reading through as many as I can, which I reckon won't be that much. So I will be reading through all of them. And trying to see, I know the sound is still a bit off sometimes, so I will try and fix that. It's my first time. I need to see how I can position the mic better and all that kind of stuff. We'll be trying to bring on guests more often. I'll try and upload every week. Next week, Hot Topics, whatever will happen this week. Of course, Raise the Cup will be done then. We will be discussing that. We'll see what happened between Epic and Apple and if we've come to a conclusion on that fight. And follow me on all my socials. Twitch and YouTube, that would be Newbricks, both there, and at Newbricks on all other socials. Follow me on Twitter for updates on when new podcasts will come out or when we will have to delay some stuff. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Have fun, and thank you for listening.